Human trafficking impacts all people, but more than two-thirds of the 93 Colorado cases reported in 2015 involved women. And of those cases that were prosecuted, 30 ended with charges of sexual servitude or trafficking. For a better understanding of the issue, I'm joined by Sarah Nadelman. She's a human trafficking specialist with the Colorado Department of Human Services. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for taking time to talk about this issue.
I want to go back to 2015. While less than 100 reported cases sounds small, that year Colorado was actually one of the states with the highest prevalence of human trafficking. Why is that?
Colorado being such a diverse state, having rural, urban, suburban areas, as well as being on major highways and having a major international airport, we have a variety of kinds of trafficking. We have labor trafficking. We have sex trafficking. All genders are affected, all ages.
A lot of these cases involve minors. How do children become victims of human trafficking?
Right now, social media, Kick, MeetMe, the chat roulette sites, Facebook, Instagram, there's even kids are going on dating sites, and people see that there are young people on there and are looking to exploit them. And it starts out really as grooming, much like in child abuse and child sexual abuse. A lot of times it's really like filling a void for friendship, for love, and then kind of taking it from there to more nefarious means.
So where are predators meeting people? I think a lot of people wonder how this could still be happening in 2017.
The nature of trafficking is not domestically particularly, but it does happen, but it's not really sort of a person gets snatched. What it really is there's a vulnerability there, and there are people there to exploit it. For example, you know, with the internet, with social media, there's promises of jobs, there's promises of higher pay, there's promises of relationships and love and acceptance in places where those things might not be in somebody's day-to-day life. The other area that we sort of talk about in the anti-trafficking movement is sexually focused businesses, and that sounds very broad and is, and frankly, these are not all places that exploitation is necessarily happening, but there's a lot of massage parlors that people are kind of looking at as potential places to have trafficked folks there. There's strip clubs, erotic reviews, that sort of thing. And again, while there are businesses that are in those areas that are on the up and up, there are others where those are recruiting grounds, if not places out of which there's some trafficking going on.
The U.S. Department of Justice recently awarded your agency a $1.4 million grant to fight trafficking in the state. How will you use the money?
We're looking at creating a local navigator system. So having regional navigators who understand their communities, who understand what's really going on there, instead of having, you know, this centralized out of the Front Range person telling you this is what you need, like how does the community develop those things that they need to support survivors of trafficking? And with that, we're also looking at what areas do not have local collaborations that we can help support multidisciplinary teams, particularly focusing on child welfare and law enforcement, but really getting the community involved in anti-trafficking efforts.
Sarah Nadelman is a human trafficking specialist with the Colorado Department of Human Services. For KUNC, I'm Kyra Buckley.